Good afternoon. This is All India Radio, and I am Lalima Aneja Dang with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says peace and security in SAARC region essential to achieve economic development and prosperity. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces on the outskirts of Srinagar. Peaceful voting underway in second and final phase of panchayat polls in Assam. Kannur International Airport in Kerala begins operations. Women's representation in UAE's Federal National Council to be doubled to 50% from coming parliamentary term. Team India takes control of Adelaide Test. Need 6 wickets to win under 219 runs on the final day. And in Men's Hockey World Cup, Germany to play Malaysia and Netherlands to take on Pakistan in Pool D today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said peace and security is essential to achieve economic development and prosperity of the SAARC region and for cooperation among member nations to flourish. In his message on the occasion of 34th SAARC Charter Day, which was observed yesterday, Mr. Modi said, terrorism remains the single largest threat to peace and stability in the region. He stressed on the need to eliminate terrorism in all its forms. The Prime Minister expressed India's commitment to strengthening regional cooperation and integration as a founding member of SAARC. He said, SAARC has made progress in its journey of over 3 decades, but it has been below the region's full potential. Mr. Modi said the NDA government's initiatives are geared towards promoting people-to-people contact and connectivity in the region. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists have been killed in an encounter with security forces at Mujgund on the outskirts of Srinagar. The encounter, which ended this morning, lasted for 18 hours. Talking to AIR, State Director General of Police Dilbag Singh said,
ये इनकाउंटर सुबह ही खत्म हुआ है जो पिछली रात से चल रहा था इसमें 3 आतंकवादियों के छुपे होने की इत्तला थी जिसके बाद वहां पर ऑपरेशन लॉन्च किया गया था इसमें तीनों आतंकी जो है मारे गए हैं उनकी पहचान को सर्टेन करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं अभी जो इत्तला है उसके मुताबिक एक उन्हें फॉरनर हो सकता है और दो लोकल मेजिडेंट हैं
The Uttar Pradesh government has transferred one more police officer in Bulandshahar following the violence that rocked the district recently. ASP Bulandshahar Rais Akhtar has been transferred to Provincial Armed Constabulary, Lucknow. Manish Mishra has been sent from Ghaziabad to Bulandshahar as ASP Rural Bulandshahar. This is fourth transfer of police officers in connection with the violence that claimed the lives of a police inspector and a villager on Monday. While voting is underway for the second and final phase of panchayat elections in Assam, 10 districts of the state are going to polls in this phase to elect Anchalik Panchayat and Zilla Parishad members, Gaon Panchayat members and Gaon Panchayat presidents. Polling, which began at 7 a.m., will continue till 3 p.m. 33% polling has been reported till 11 a.m. Our correspondent reports that 74.5% polling was recorded in the first phase.
Peaceful polling has been reported in the second phase of the panchayat polls in Assam to elect 10,909 representatives. However, State Election Commissioner informed miscreants missed away a ballot box in Kachar district where re-poll will be held. In many polling stations, voters have gathered well before the voting began. A total of 35,056 candidates are in the fray in this phase. 292 candidates have been elected unopposed. Counting of votes will be held on Wednesday. Manas Patim Sharma, AIR News.
Counting of votes for elections to Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Telangana and Mizoram assemblies will be held on Tuesday. The News Services Division of All India Radio has made changes to its bulletins as part of its special coverage. The 12 noon bulletin will be of 10 minutes instead of 5. It will be broadcast from 12 to 12:10 p.m. The Hindi bulletin will be aired from 12:10 to 12:20 p.m. The duration of midday bulletin in English and Dopahar Samachar in Hindi has also been extended by 15 minutes. Midday news will be broadcast from 2 to 2:30 p.m., while Dopahar Samachar will be aired from 2:30 to 3 p.m. The 6 p.m. bulletin in English and 6:05 p.m. bulletin in Hindi will be extended by 5 minutes. These will now be broadcast from 6 to 6:10 p.m. in English and 6:10 to 6:20 p.m. in Hindi. Apart from this, AIR News has also planned special programs for the latest update on election results from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our Radio Bridge program will also be broadcast on the day of counting from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. by linking Aizawl, Raipur, Bhopal, Jaipur and Hyderabad stations.
Janadesh.
Results of Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Mizoram, Rajasthan and Telangana Assembly elections.
On Tuesday, 11th December 2018.
Live and balanced analysis from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Special Radio Bridge program connecting the five pole bound states between 9:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m.
Tune in to FM Gold, Rajdhani Channel and National Network of All India Radio.
The winter session of Parliament will begin from Tuesday. The nearly month-long session will have 20 sittings. During the session, 8 important bills will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha and 15 in the Lok Sabha. This will be the last full-fledged Parliament session before the upcoming Lok Sabha elections next year. Ahead of the session, the government has called an all-party meeting tomorrow to seek cooperation from political parties for smooth functioning of both the houses. Rajya Sabha Chairman Venkaiah Naidu has also convened an all-party meeting tomorrow. Opposition party leaders will also meet to discuss their strategy to counter the government in Parliament. Lok Sabha Speaker Sumitra Mahajan will meet the leaders of political parties on Tuesday to ensure smooth functioning of proceedings in the lower house. Tomorrow evening, All India Radio News will bring you a discussion program on issues before Parliament and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde. The Issues Before Parliament program can be heard on Rajdhani Channel from 9:30 p.m. Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde can be heard on the Indraprasth and FM Gold channels from the same time. Well, this is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. You can also log on to our website newsonair.nic.in. The Kannur International Airport in Kerala started its operation this morning. Civil Aviation Minister Suresh Prabhu and Chief Minister Pinaraya Vijayan jointly lit the lamp inside the terminal building, marking the inauguration of the airport. They later flagged off the inaugural flight, Air India Express, to Abu Dhabi at 9:55 a.m. Our correspondent reports that with today's inauguration, Kerala has become the first state in the country with 4 international airports.
The Union Minister Suresh Prabhu said the achievement is historical and the airport with its modern facilities is a role model for the country. The first flight from the airport, Air India Express Boeing 737, carried 185 passengers. The flight will return to Kannur by today evening itself and will begin to conduct service as per the schedule from tomorrow onward. Spread across 2,000 acres and costing close to 1,800 crore rupees, the new airport in Kannur can handle around 2,000 passengers at a time and will serve more than 1.5 million international passengers yearly. Already 11 international carriers and 6 domestic operators have confirmed their flights out of Kannur Airport. Shamila, AIR News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In a major push to kickstart listing of startups in India in a big way, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has lined up a slew of relaxations for new age ventures. The proposed changes include renaming the institutional trading platform that the regulator had created for such listings as Innovators Growth Platform. The Capital Markets Regulator had set up an expert group in June this year to review the startup platform. The group had extensive consultations with other stakeholders, including startups, investors, bankers, and wealth management firms, and submitted its report to SEBI on the proposed changes. President Ramnath Kovind will be on a 2-day visit to Gorakhpur in Uttar Pradesh from today. Our correspondent has the details.
After reaching Gorakhpur, the president will meet some people from the town at Circuit House and discuss several issues. Tomorrow he will visit the Gorakhnath temple where he is scheduled to pay homage to late Mahant Abhedanath, the mentor of Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Later, Mr. Kovind will participate in the Maharana Pratap Education Council's Foundation B program and distribute certificates to some students. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place in town for the president's visit. additional forces have been called from neighboring districts. MS Yadav, Yaya News, Gorakhpur.
Women and Child Welfare Minister Meneka Gandhi has said that those responsible for the alleged sexual harassment in Dhanakal shelter home in Odisha should be severely punished. Talking to AIR in Daman during her visit to the Union Territory, Ms. Gandhi termed the incident as shameful.
ये बहुत शर्म की बात है कि कोई इतना बड़ी जगह नहीं या इतने ज्यादा लोग नहीं थे कि वो हर हफ्ते हर महीने चेक नहीं कर सकते थे फिर आप क्यों चिल्ला रहे हैं आश्रय ये तो क्रिमिनल्स करते हैं वहाँ सारे आश्रयों के स्टाफ को जेल में डालना चाहिए फैक्ट नहीं जेल में डालें
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished UPA chairperson Sonia Gandhi on her birthday. In a tweet, Mr. Modi said he prays for Ms. Gandhi's long and healthy life. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, has doubled the representation of Emirati women in the Federal National Council from the coming parliamentary term, a decree doubling the percentage of women's representation from 22.5% to 50% has been passed by UAE President Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Here's a report.
The decision aims to rank UAE in the top position worldwide in terms of representation of women in parliament. It will enable the Emirati women to achieve in a record time what has been achieved by their counterparts globally in decades. Vice President and Prime Minister of UAE and ruler of Dubai, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, said the move is a great leap forward in cementing the legislative and parliamentary role of women in the nation's development. Last week, the UAE cabinet had adopted a new package of national legislative policies and initiatives to empower the Emirati women and make them partners in the country's progress. With Kanchan Prasad from Dubai, Swati Rakheja for AIR News.
In cricket, Team India took control of the Adelaide Test against Australia on the fourth day today. Here's a report.
Team India resumed play at the overnight score of 151 for 3 on the penultimate day of the test this morning. They were later bundled out for 307, which gave a target of 323 for the Kangaroos to chase. Cheteshwar Pujara, who amassed 123 in the first innings, made 71 in the second, while Ajinkya Rahane scored 70. Skipper Virat Kohli contributed with 34 and became the fourth Indian after Sachin Tendulkar, VVS Lakshman and Rahul Dravid to score 1,000-plus test runs against Australia. Aussie spinner Nathan Lyon bagged 6 of the Indian wickets in the second innings. Later, chasing 323 to win, Australia lost early wickets and were 104 for 4 at the close of the day's play. Spinner Ravichandran Ashwin and pacer Mohammad Shami scabbed 2 wickets each. To win the test and take a 1-0 lead in the format series, India will have to take 6 wickets tomorrow under 219 runs. Savi Hasan Khan, AIR News.
In the Men's Hockey World Cup, Germany will clash with Malaysia at 5 p.m, while the Netherlands will play Pakistan at 7 p.m. in the two Pool D matches at Bhubaneswar today. With 2 wins from 2 games, Germany currently leads the group with 6 points. The Netherlands is second, followed by Pakistan at third and Malaysia at the bottom. Last evening, India thrashed Canada 5-1 in their third and final group match to top Pool C and seal a berth into the quarterfinals. Besides India, two-time defending champions Australia from Group A and Argentina from Pool B are the teams that have booked a last 8 berth. The fourth quarter-final berth will be decided today. The government has notified commonly used medical devices, nebulizers, blood pressure monitors, digital thermometers and glucometers as drugs under the Drugs and Cosmetics Act. This will enable the government to ensure their quality and performance. The Drug Controller General of India will regulate the import, manufacture and sale of these devices from January 2020. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says peace and security in SAARC region essential to achieve economic development and prosperity. In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces on the outskirts of Srinagar. Peaceful voting underway in second and final phase of panchayat polls in Assam. Kannur International Airport in Kerala begins operations. Women's representation in UAE's Federal National Council to be doubled to 50% from coming parliamentary term. Team India take control of Adelaide Test, need 6 wickets to win under 219 runs on the final day. And in Men's Hockey World Cup, Germany to play Malaysia and Netherlands to take on Pakistan in Pool D today. And with that, we end the midday news.